Hello, hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to my podcast. I'm Dr. Kirsty Seawood, behavior scientist and body image healing coach. Each week, I'll bring to you wisdom and insights from my lived experience and my decade of coaching in the health, nutrition, and wellness space. My gift to the world and to you is how deeply I can see and understand you. You can expect raw, vulnerable, and powerful content. My commitment to you is that I will not hold back. The wisdom I share is to help you cultivate self-awareness, reconnect with your body, deepen the most important relationship you have, the one with yourself, and to help you step into the most radiant and authentic version of you. You are worthy. You are enough. I am so grateful you're here right now. Let's begin. Hello, hello, and welcome to another podcast episode. Today, I'm going to be talking into a milestone that I achieved this week. And when I posted this milestone earlier this week on my Instagram and celebrated myself, as I encourage you all to do when you achieve a milestone or a goal that you've set for yourself. But when I posted this milestone, my DMs were flooded in a good way. My DMs were flooded with messages of support and acknowledgement, which I'm so grateful for. Thank you. Messages of inspiration. So others telling me that through my decision, I had inspired them to go on a similar journey. And also questions about my journey and how I had found my experience through this journey. And the milestone that I celebrated was being 9 months no alcohol, which is huge, right? For me, I feel that it's personally huge. And alcohol, reflecting back now, was alcohol and partying and socializing was one of the strategies that I used to escape and, yeah, let's call it what it is, escape a lot of my emotions and to numb myself from life and to have an identity which was attached to being the social girl or the party girl in order to protect myself or to shield myself from really stepping into my authentic self as I was not ready to truly do that. So today I'm going to talk into my experience giving up alcohol, why I chose to give up alcohol, some of the lessons I've learned through over the past 9 months since I've given up alcohol. And also I'm going to answer some questions. I put up a post on my stories, a question box, and asked you to submit questions that you had. And I got a few really good ones, a few that repeated. So I'm going to answer some of those questions in this episode for you today. But before I begin, I just want to remind you that I am sharing off my own lived experience. So some of the things that I say today may or may not resonate with you. You may not share the same truth as me, and that is okay. Please take what resonates, leave what doesn't resonate, and know that it is okay to have different views, opinions, and lived experiences. And that's what makes this human experience so amazing, right? And incredible, because we each have our own lived experience. So let's begin. And I'll start with just a few reasons on how I got to the point of making the decision to remove alcohol from my life. So I'd been going through my explant surgery. So I'd had my explant surgery in the January, and I decided in the July that I was going to cut out alcohol. Now, my initial goal was 100 days. And before I knew it, I got to 6 months, and now I'm sitting at 9 months. And it's gone so incredibly quickly. But my initial goal was just to do 100 days. And I'd had my explant surgery in the January, and the July I decided to cut alcohol out. But in the April, I'd hired my first my first mindset and embodiment coach. And she has been incredible. Working with her over the past 12 months has been absolutely incredible. And it is, I am a big advocate of investing in yourself. And if you want to shift and change and step into your authentic self or into a higher version of yourself, it's so incredibly important to have the community or the support around you of people who can support you to step into that version of yourself. And because you show up as you are with the five people around you that you spend the most time with. So if you want to achieve something or step into a higher version of yourself or another chapter of yourself, it's really important to invest in yourself and have those people around you that have been there or have the capacity to guide you there and hold the space for you to become this version or step into it. So I'd hired my mindset coach and we'd started doing a lot of the unraveling. really, and I'd already started this journey too. So going through my explant, and those that have listened to my previous episodes, you'll know that when I was first diagnosed, I say that term loosely because breast implant illness is still not diagnosed as such. When I was first unwell and making the decisions to have my explant surgery, I started asking myself all these questions about, well, how did I get to where I am today? And why did I not feel good enough or worthy enough before I got implants? Why did I make the decision to get them? And why don't I feel good enough? Like what has happened, or where is it coming to my conditioning and my programming that I believed that I wasn't worthy enough or good enough? So I started asking myself these big questions, and bringing my coach on, we started to take this unraveling journey to the next level. So going through my identity, who I was, childhood traumas, conditioning, and unraveling all of that. So through that journey, I started embodying things like meditation and asking myself all these big quality questions and really healing the relationship I have with myself and reconnecting with myself. And I got to a point where the woman that I desired to be and was stepping into, and the business I desired to have, and the friend I desired to be, the sister I desired to be, the human, the woman that I desired to be, was not in alignment to drinking alcohol and not showing up for herself in that way. So for me, a decision to remove alcohol was one of being, who is the woman that I desire to be? And was this behavior, and this, I did this for every behavior, right? I did this for how I was showing up in so many areas of my life. And I literally started asking myself the question of, is this thought, is this habit, is this action, is this behavior, is it in alignment to who I desire to be, or is it serving me any longer? And I made the decision that alcohol was not serving me. So not only also because I was still physically healing as well, but in terms of the woman I wanted to become, she wasn't someone who would engage in alcohol and those partying behaviors, and it wasn't in alignment to who I was stepping into. And also it didn't align with my values. And I'm going to go into that in one of the points as well about what I've learned. So I'll expand more on that soon. But we were also going into lockdown again. It was July 2021, and living alone, I made the decision that as I had invested in this coach and doing this work, that I was going to show up for myself. I was going to show up and do this properly. Not that there is a proper way to show up for yourself, but I was going to show up and take this investment, because it was a significant financial investment in hiring a coach, to really show up for myself and make the most of it. And going into lockdown, living alone, I knew that alcohol just wasn't a thing that was going to serve me. So that was another thing that played into my decision to quit alcohol. And I actually went for a walk this morning before recording this podcast, and I was reflecting on what was the driver that made me make the decision to remove alcohol from my life as well. And one of the big things that came up for me was tapping back into that woman that I was becoming, but my business was stepping more into alignment. And I was stepping more into seeing my business of me being of service. So I think for years, so I've had my business for, it was 9 years. I celebrated 9 years in January of having, of running a business and being an entrepreneur. And I believe that for so much of that time, owning a business was about like just profit and making money, right? And doing what I thought I should do, or just doing all the things. And it didn't ever feel like a part of me. It was just an extension of me or a thing that I did, but it wasn't really in alignment. So as I'd been doing this work with my coach as well, and my business was stepping more into alignment, I started to see myself as the business was no longer just a thing I did. It was becoming a part of me and a part of my identity. And I was becoming an entrepreneur that was of service to you and to be of service. And for me to show up and to be of service in the most authentic expression of myself, the most embodied expression of myself, and the truest expression of myself was to make decisions that stepped me into that version of myself. So for me, giving up alcohol allowed me to have clearer thinking, to feel more confident in myself, to be more conscious and aware and more present in the moment. And the more I honored myself and made and honored my vessel, like my physical body, my mind, and my spirit, the more I could be of service to you. And 100%, if I didn't do the hard things and make decisions like this, my business and even doing this podcast now wouldn't be happening, because I wouldn't have allowed myself the spaciousness and the connectedness to connect back in with myself and bring my authentic self out. Because I was using alcohol as a tool often to numb and to cope and to not deal with life. Now, I also want to say that one of the questions that came up from you was, what did I enjoy about drinking and what did it bring to my life? And I've got to acknowledge that, yes, alcohol was not always a bad thing, right? I don't believe in there's good and bad. It is what it is. And the way we show up and the behaviors we have and the actions and the thoughts that we have, they're all there for a reason. And it's understanding about why that behavior or that certain element is there, and how is it honoring us at the time? How is it helping us at the time before we can shift it? So I will say that I've had many great times drinking and celebrating with alcohol, and it's not something that was always about like a toxic thing for me. I just look back now and my relationship to alcohol has shifted, and that's also part of the human experience. So by removing alcohol from my life at this present moment, does it mean that I'm discrediting all of the fun and the connection, which are two of my values, fun and connection, that it did bring to me in times of my life as well? But in this present moment and the moment I was in July 2021, I did make the decision to cut it out. And for me, it has been absolutely life-changing. And I will now go through, I guess, some of the key lessons that I've gained from removing alcohol and what it's actually brought to my life by making this decision. And before I start, I also want to say that I am by no means against alcohol, and I'm not advocating that everyone cut it out and restrict it completely. There is an element where there is balance, but for me at this present time, balance for me is not actually having it in, and that's because my relationship has changed to it. But I'm not saying alcohol is bad. I'm not saying you have to cut it out. This is just my lived experience and I want to teach on my wisdom. By no means do I judge anyone who drinks or goes out and socializes with alcohol. So some lessons that I have learned. Well, first of all, I have to say that physically I feel amazing. Physically, I feel like my body is, I sleep better. And to give you some context, I wasn't drinking all of the time, right? But it would be definitely binge drinking, going out, partying. But then during the first lockdown, I was finding myself at nights sometimes going for wine with dinner, like one or two glasses of wine, waking up a little bit groggy, like just like leaning into it when it probably wasn't needed. So physically I feel amazing. I'm sleeping better. I feel like my body, I'm nourishing my body. It's healing. So from the health that I had before my explant journey, and now to where I am today, I feel physically the healthiest I've felt in a long time. And I have no doubt that that health will continue to evolve and only get even better the more I show up for myself and make these conscious decisions. So physically, I feel so good. I do not miss the days of when I would be hungover in bed, or it would take me a couple of days to come back to good and get all my mental clarity and thinking there. So physically, I feel amazing. And from people I've spoken to who have also made the decision to cut out alcohol, say that physically they notice a difference too. And also, like, just my nourishment in general is a lot more balanced and a lot more consistent. Like, we all know when we go out, like, the food options you might choose when you go out, maybe what you actually normally would consume or want to consume to nourish your body. You may skip meals. When we're hungover, we go for foods that we may not actually nourish our body with and desire, but they're just there for convenience, right? So it's also helped with nourishment and self-care as well. My thinking is so much clearer. And from a business owner perspective and an entrepreneur, I can't even explain how different my thinking is from just, and that comes down to a number of factors, right? Like I've just mentioned too, like better sleep, better nourishment, showing up for myself. But the mental thinking is so much clearer. And also, this will go into the next point I talk about as well, but my thinking in myself and my presence when I'm even in social settings, like I think the mental thinking element has to do with like that any kind of anxiety or worry about the things I said or the things I did or the way you act, for example, when you are drinking, all of that goes away because you're conscious and you have awareness of the things that you're saying. So I guess a big part of the clearer thinking is like knowing that at all times I'm consciously speaking my truth and I'm not influenced by alcohol and the toxicity and saying things that may not be my truth. So I think the integrity and honesty that comes from cutting out alcohol, or not even honesty, but just the authenticity that it brings out in you because you are not influenced by a substance. My relationships are more authentic, including the relationship with myself. So cutting out alcohol, plus also being in isolation, was some reflection time around who I was surrounding myself with and how, what were or what are those relationships? And this isn't it's not a good or a bad thing. And we have different relationships in our lives, different friendships, different connections that bring us different things. So it's not that I didn't value these relationships any longer. It's that it gave me an opportunity to reflect on what do these relationships or connections bring to my life? And what do I also bring to those relationships and connections? And are they serving me? Again, coming back to that question, that's such a quality question we can ask ourselves. Like, is this relationship, job, behavior, is it serving me anymore? So I realized that many connections I had, they weren't really authentic or they didn't serve me on the deeper level that I was craving. And and I've said this before in podcast episodes, and I talk about this all of the time with clients, is when you start doing this healing work and this inner work and unraveling and reconnecting to yourself, when you start to see yourself deeply, more deeply, you crave deeper connections, because we can only connect with others, other humans, and build these connections as deeply as we've seen ourselves. And if we haven't seen ourselves that deeply, or we're not willing to see ourselves that deeply, the moment someone else mirrors something back to us, because that's what relationships and connections do, they mirror back to us what we either need to heal or haven't yet seen in ourselves, you'll run away. But then also, as you see yourself more deeply, you crave seeing other people more deeply. You want to see their authenticity. You want to see their truth. You want to see them for all that they are too. So my relationship with myself became more authentic, but my relationship with others also became more authentic, because they were no longer like the superficial, let's just go out and have some drinks kind of connections. I wanted that deeper connection of like, what are your desires? What are your goals? Tell me about you. Like, let's understand you. I want to understand you. Because when you understand someone, that's when you can build these beautiful connections from understanding and having compassion for each other. Because you honor that person as the full human that they are, and you honor yourself for the human you are as well. So my relationships with myself and others became so much more authentic, and I reevaluated what I gained, but what different relationships brought to my life, and but also my ownership in those relationships too, and what I gave to those relationships. It became very obvious to me that alcohol was a way that I did escape a lot of my emotions or cope with a lot of my emotions. And this is the same as other behaviors like excessive exercise too. So, and this is a big one, because you're not consciously doing it, right? I didn't consciously go, I'm drinking today to cope with emotions. It's that I had not given myself the mindfulness and the presence in my life to sit with myself and feel these emotions. I was always in that doing energy. And this is another way that we get stuck in that doing energy and just filling our spare time all the time. So by like going out and socializing and drinking and partying was another way to not sit in my own company and feel my stuff. To not sit in my own company and feel what I had to feel and what I really thought and what I was really thinking and what I had to heal. So by taking out this element, and I can look back now at my journey and the days where I was struggling with things like body image and was struggling through breakups and finding myself, and the times when I feel like I can look back now and I was lost, I had lost myself, that those were the times that these behaviors like drinking and excessive exercise and binge watching Netflix and feeling disconnected to myself, they were all times when these behaviors, they correlated. Like when I was feeling lost, I would engage in these behaviors. So they were times when I didn't have the capacity or I didn't allow the spaciousness to really feel my emotions. Now, what happens when you allow yourself to actually start feeling emotions and processing them is you begin to heal. And when you begin to heal and you give yourself this presence and you start to feel the ebb and flow of emotions and honor your emotions, you get to step into a place where you start responding to things rather than reacting. And I started to see that many of like my triggers were based on emotional things that I hadn't yet processed. So it allowed me to actually sit with my emotions and not numb them out and start to work on processing them and feeling them. And like I said before, it's not a conscious thing that I did. I didn't sit down and say, I'm going to drink my emotions. It was an energy. It was a doing energy all the time. It was escaping my reality and not feeling anything by this constant, I'll keep myself busy, so I'll keep my social schedule busy as well. Another thing that it helped was I became so much more invested in my hobbies and my growth. Like, the things I enjoy doing now, like spending time in nature, getting in the ocean, drawing, coloring in, reading books. Like, last year, in 2021, I read, I think, 10 books. The years before that, I can't remember when I finished a book. Like, I'd start a book and would like start reading it and would never finish it. This year, my commitment is to read one book a month, whether that's reading or an audiobook. And I'm on track. I'm doing that. And just the way I now show up for things like that is so different because I'm more conscious of where my energy is going. And when you do things like that, right? And this is where alcohol came into, like, is it serving me anymore? And yes, it may have been fun at the time when I was in the moment, partying or at dinner with the girls and doing these things, but it's not being able to wake up and have the energy and to be able to invest in other hobbies and things that I enjoyed. I can see how it was inhibiting me growing to being the woman that I desired to be, to run a successful business and to be the woman that I desired. I didn't have the energy to invest in these things that were aligned to me and that I really enjoyed doing, like my hobbies and interests and growth, because I didn't have the energy. I was tired or not present. So it's definitely opened up a world of me seeing what I truly desire to be and the hobbies and interests that I have, and also where focus goes, energy flows. And if you're focusing on going out and being seen and being busy and doing all these things, then that's where your energy is going to go. And so it came back to, is this serving me or do I want to focus? Do I want to focus the woman I desire to become? What does she choose to focus on? And that was growth and hobbies and reflection and time with herself and time in nature. So it's really opened me up to seeing all these things that I really enjoy doing, and it's enabled incredible growth. Another thing that it has a lesson is I've saved a lot of money. Surprise, surprise. And not saved a lot of money, but I've realigned where my money is being invested. And my coach got me to do this activity. If you've never done this activity, this is a little side thing, but I highly recommend doing it, is get 12 months of your bank statements and go through and highlight and categorize your spending and see how much money you spend on different things. And this was an eye-opener for me. Especially as I was starting to really unravel what my values were, and am I in alignment to my values? And when I looked at the things that I would, was spending money on, so much money was going to things like alcohol and food and like entertainment and all these things. And again, come back to, who is the woman I desired to be? Would she spend this way? Is she investing in her growth and her hobbies and her interests and her development? Or what is she investing in? And again, there was that disconnect there. And this was, this is really vulnerable to share actually, but this was a big eye-opener for me because the amount of money I was investing, spending on, going like takeaway foods, drinking, eating out, all these things. And this is what happens is we say, okay, this is a really great example. It's like, I don't have the money to hire a coach, or I don't have the money to invest in that course or to do that personal development. Yet we know how powerful being in the proximity of coaches and groups and we know how powerful it is to gain that knowledge of that course. Yet we likely do have the money there. It's just, where are we investing it? And is it aligned to what we desire? And is it even aligned to our values? So that's a really good question to ask yourself as well. Anytime you think you may not have the money to invest in something which you know, and investing at times can be a stretch as well. Like, but it's often that stretch where you do stretch yourself and invest in something where you then show up for yourself. So stepping into a higher version of ourselves requires us to do things differently and to show up for ourselves. So again, going through this exercise of like, what are my values and where was I investing my money? A lot of it was going to socializing and alcohol, and it just didn't align to the woman that I designed to become. So another lesson that I have from this experience, and this one's vulnerable to share, but it actually goes back to when my healing journey began. So when I was going through my explant surgery and after that point, so before I gave up alcohol, but the decision to give up alcohol just kind of cemented this decision for me and made it really clear. And that was as I went through my healing journey, I started to crave deep intimacy. And as I reconnected to my body and felt more connected to my body and healed that relationship and connected back into my body, I developed as you naturally do, a real love for my body and protectiveness and honoring of my body. And with that came the realization or the aha moment. And I've spoken to many people who are on their healing journey as well, like other coaches and friends that are on their healing journey. And they've all had this kind of aha moment as well, that as you reconnect deeply to yourself and to your body, you start to crave real intimacy rather than superficial connection. So as I went through my healing journey, casual sex became really dead to me. And not that I engaged in it a lot before my journey, but I became really energetically protective of intimacy. And I really defined what intimacy meant to me and what I craved when it came to intimacy. And casual sex became really dead to me, because casual sex is just physical, right? Whereas intimacy is that deeper connection. It's feeling nurtured and safe and seen, fully seen and held by another person. And I became really protective of the energies that I let into my field and what I actually craved. And by giving up alcohol, I was able to reflect on how at the times when I had previously been disconnected to my body and didn't have the relationship that I have with my body now, alcohol enabled me to show up in a way where I didn't honor my body in certain ways and I gave my body away. And I'm not saying this because I regret those moments. I'm just saying that by going on my healing journey and developing this deeper relationship with myself and craving these deeper connections and real intimacy and casual sex becoming really dead to me over this healing journey, but then being able to cut out alcohol and reflect since that moment as well, and just have that decision to cut out alcohol really cement my decision even further to tap into what I really desire from intimacy and what that exchange looks like for me. It just kind of highlighted again how alcohol, I had used alcohol to cope and how that played out in the relationship I had with my body. Like, I was so disconnected from my body and my self-worth. Let's be honest, that's what it came down to, that when I engaged and would drink, I would more freely give away my body. And in my healing journey through the day of my explant surgery and thereafter, I made a decision to no longer do that. And I guess what I'm trying to say now is, now that alcohol is removed from my life, I could see how some of the decisions I made in relation to intimacy were definitely not the way the woman I desire to show up now would be. So, well, this is really vulnerable to share. But I guess what I'm saying is that by removing alcohol or cutting it out, I was able to consciously be aware of the connections I was building and develop, I guess, step into the standards of what, again, that woman I desired to be. How would she show up, and how would she connect, and what would she desire to give, and what would she desire to have in return? And yeah, really vulnerable. Wow, really vulnerable to share. But it just showed again, and I have so much compassion for myself, that that was the relationship that I had with my body, that it was a thing to use to prove in some circumstances or prove my worthiness and get that validation. Which today I have a completely different relationship. And by actually removing alcohol, it has allowed me to see and honor myself on that deeper level too. So I stopped. Yeah, I can see now. And that also comes back to my relationships are more authentic and much more deeper. And what I bring to relationships and connections and what I desire to get back from them. And this also plays into what I was just saying before too, is through the healing journey, but then also the overarching theme of all of this as well is, like, I became more aware of where I was investing my energy and what I was investing my energy in. And like I said just before, where focus goes, energy flows. So I became incredibly aware of what my standards are, you could say. My standards are of the woman that I desired to become, and how would she show up? What are her standards? How does she show up, and what does she desire to receive in return? And sticking to those standards or those boundaries has been life-changing. But bringing back, like, another thing that reducing alcohol or cutting out alcohol has done is allowed me to be more present in the moment. And really, like, I've spoken about presence in multiple episodes of my podcast now, but when we're present in the moment and conscious and living in the moment, that's when we open up ourselves to feel all that the universe has to offer us, all of the human experience. And that's when we can feel that inner bliss, because we're living in the moment. So, and through presence is when we can act intentionally. And alcohol, I believe it takes that away. It takes away the presence. It takes away our ability to be intentional at times. It can. I truly believe that it can. And it takes us away from our authentic self at times. So, yes, it can make us feel more relaxed and more confident at times. But is the way we show up when we're under the influence of alcohol in alignment to who we really are? Or is it an identity we've created or a persona we've created to hide our authentic self because we haven't yet seen her, or we're afraid or we're scared to really be seen for all that we are? A couple of really big questions there, hey? Wow. So now there's a few questions I want to answer that were submitted by you in my Instagram stories. And the first one is, do I miss it? And the answer is no, not really. And I've been, like, I even said this in my post as well on Instagram, in my story, and I've had conversations with people in my messages around not yet seeing when it will come back into my life, if it even comes back into my life. my goal now is to get to 1 year because I just, that's my next milestone. But I just, I don't miss it. And I believe that I get more connection and more fun by being present in the moment now than, and it's a more connection in alignment to my values and to my authentic self that I don't actually miss it. No. How have I navigated social situations or social events? I've still been going to social things. I've had a few like birthday parties now, pool parties, and a couple of occasions I went to a wedding as well, and I drank non-alcoholic wine, which I must say tastes just the same as real wine. Because I do actually enjoy as well. I enjoy the taste of red wine. And so I have at times, I think there's been 3 times over the last 9 months where I have drank non-alcoholic wine as a substitute. But I also feel that I don't actually need that. I think in some social settings, at times it's not even for me. It's for other people. And this isn't a cop-out, by the way. But I think when I've cut out alcohol, it's from other people have asked like, oh, how can you do it? Or I wish I could do it. Or what does it feel like to be at an event sober? And it almost, I get the sense at times that, well, this is my lived experience, that it's made you not drinking makes other people feel uncomfortable. So at some events I have consumed non-alcoholic options for that experience alone, and obviously to be at the wedding and cheers and be involved in that. So I've navigated social situations by having non-alcoholic wine or just being upfront about the discussion and standing in my truth and saying the reasons why it aligns with me. And when this is it, right? When you start to connect with yourself more deeply and you make decisions such as this, like whether it's any behavioral decision you make, when it's aligned to you, you tend not to fold because there's such a deeper meaning as the reasons why I'm doing this. It's not just a decision I made out of thin air and said, or someone told me to do this, so I'm going to do it. Which from my 10 years of coaching in the health and wellness space is I see clients make this mistake often is like, what is the reason why you're actually wanting to change a behavior? Or what are the reasons why we're engaging in a behavior or wanting to change? And is it because it's actually aligned to us and aligned to our values and the person we desire to be? Or is it because someone's just told us to do that? So the more deeply you connect with yourself and know yourself, the more you make decisions from an intentional space that are aligned to you, and the easier it is to execute those and build those new habits and behaviors or practices because they're so much more aligned with you because they're connected to you. So social settings for me are fine with dealing with it because, again, like the long-term outcome for me outweighs the instant gratification of having a drink. What did I enjoy about drinking? So I mentioned that earlier, and it was definitely at times it brought a lot of fun and there was celebration. So there's been times where I did enjoy drinking, and I, by removing it now, doesn't discredit any of those moments or that time. And why is it so addictive? So alcohol can be quite addictive because some of us are wired with addictive personalities, or we know that we can be addicted to things. But the more I work in this healing space, and alcohol can also be addictive because it does help us relax. It gives us more confidence, or it can give you more confidence in social settings, and it puts you in a happier mood in the time. So it does have things that are appealing to it, right? But the more I work in this space and coaching clients, and even on my own journey, is we've got to understand like why a behavior or a habit's there, and where did it come from, and what purpose is it serving? Because any behavior we're trying to shift, whether it's, and again, I don't believe in good or bad. I believe in what is, accepting what is. we've got to acknowledge that it's there for a reason. So if you're someone who's engaging in excessive exercise or partying a lot or finding yourself comforting emotions with food or binge watching TV, there's a reason why that behavior is there, because it's allowing us to cope in a way where we feel comfortable, because we have not yet really felt into the emotion or lent into the situation, which we really need to address. So we haven't lent into like what the actual root cause of us showing up this way is. And we have to allow ourselves and give ourselves the spaciousness and the presence to delve into these root causes and to have compassion for ourselves to feel these emotions and things as well. So, and that's it. Like when, and I talk about this a lot with my clients, is when we go to change or shift behaviors, we've got to have awareness of them. Like how are we actually showing up? And then acceptance of, I am showing up this way. Like I am engaging in this, but the reason why, like having acceptance of why the behavior is actually there in the first place. Like, because at some point in time, that behavior or that way of showing up has cultivated for you, like you've intentionally cultivated that to help you cope with something else or to avoid something, or it's a way to cope. So we've got to understand like what the root cause is. And that's why I think often things like alcohol, but insert anything there, porn, sex, Netflix, food can become so addictive because we're using these external things to get dopamine hits or to numb ourselves and not leaning into and really addressing the root cause, which could be not having that difficult conversation, or continuing to go to a job that we don't like, or not feeling our emotions, not unpacking our trauma and healing from there. So I think addiction is, from a healing perspective, often serves a purpose at times when we have not yet seen the root, unraveled the root cause. So that's the episode today. I would just like to say again, it's just from my lived experience. And again, take on board what resonates with you. If there's any feedback, please share it with me. If something doesn't resonate with you or you have a different view, that's totally okay. My reflection prompt for you with this episode is, because I love, you know, I'm a fan of reflection, but I want to each episode give you something to take away as well, something you can think about, something you can integrate. So my reflection prompt today for you is, what behavior or habit am I doing which I feel may no longer serve me? And what steps can I take to change this or to shift this? And what support might I need to help me shift this or change it? So what support may you need? What proximity do you need to be around? How does your environment perhaps shape your behavior you're showing up for? And how might you need to shift that? Or what support might you need from friends, family, or a coach to help you, to help guide you? And I will leave you there for today. Have a wonderful day or afternoon. It is for me now. Thank you so much for listening. Please share this episode with any friends, family, or loved ones that you feel will resonate. Please screenshot and tag me on Instagram if you share it to your stories at Dr. Kirsty Seawood. I am so grateful for you being here, and I am so grateful and blessed that you're here listening to my wisdom. Have a wonderful day, and thank you.